This is Roger Molina here at UT Dallas. I run the Odd Science Lab that works on projects that cannot be done unless artists and scientists work together. And today I'm delighted to be with...
I'm Krista Sodigan. I am currently a graduate student here at UT Dallas studying in ATEC with a specialty in UX design.
Okay, so that's a lot of technical language. Can you give us a couple of words about what things you've done so far in your career?
Sure. I originally started in computer science in my undergraduate, and then I changed into the business section and marketing specifically. And then once I graduated, I went directly into photography and I opened a photography studio. And then I did that for about a year solid, and then I closed it down and ended up getting a corporate job.
Okay, so one of the things you've told me earlier was that you got so well known that it was a problem. Why don't you just explain that? You went viral.
Yeah. So in my undergraduate, when I was studying computer science at night, I was drawing anime art, and I was posting it on a website called DeviantArt.
DeviantArt, okay.
Yeah. At the time, it was number 3 in, like, the most visited websites. Now it's way down there in, like, number 10 in social media websites.
But millions of people saw your anime.
Yeah, over time they did. At first, it wasn't too many. I just started posting it, and it started to get on the front page of DeviantArt, and then it started slowly picking up momentum as the years went by, as I was studying at school. And then in 2010, it went mega viral.
Okay, so the interesting thing is some people don't want to be too famous, especially maybe not for the thing that is the center of what they're trying to do. And so I heard you say that you started as an undergraduate in computer science. I mean, that's really great because, as you know, one of the problems in societies is that these what are called STEM or engineering and science careers don't attract a lot of young women into those careers. So did you finish your CS, or are you a failure?
I am a failure.
So why didn't you finish your computer science degree?
There were a number of reasons. Sitting in class, I just remember losing interest. One of the big reasons was I just didn't feel like I belonged. And I felt like I needed to change myself, kind of, to belong. And I was one of the only girls. And so that was kind of a struggle for me. I didn't really have other people that I knew.
So how did being the only girl in the class make you feel like you didn't belong?
I felt like it was a man's career.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like when I got a job in the future, I was going to be isolated or maybe treated differently. And it just kind of worried me.
Okay, so, you know, that's a very common discussion. And Una Lee, who started this channel, that's one of the issues that she surfaced. One of the things that she mentioned to us is that the podcasts in this FemGeneers channel right now are women engineers who have faculty positions,
mm-hmm.
And so survive the system. And what she mentioned was that when she tried to talk to young women students, they were hesitant to talk about the problem,
mm-hmm.
because they thought it might, you know, suddenly their instructor would say, "What do you mean you're complaining about?" So why are you not hesitant to talk about it?
I was hesitant for a while. I never brought it up to my advisors at the time. I had just switched degrees. But over time, I realized it's an ongoing problem. And a lot of it has to do with cultural. And the toys that we give kids that they're raised on don't always develop the engineering aspect for girls that we have in some of Western society.
Yeah.
And so as I learned these things growing up and I watched podcasts and TED Talks about these issues, it made me aware that this needs to be raised and this needs to be spoken about so that we can change the problem, because women engineers are just as good as men engineers.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, you know, we're in the School of Art, Technology, and Emerging Communication. We actually have pretty good gender diversity across the mm-hmm. school. But then if you look, it clumps.
Yeah.
Right? So surprise, surprise, the some of the gaming area yeah. is very male dominated. Some of the communication areas are more women dominated.
Yeah.
And so those social pressures are at work all the time. If you look at the stats on who plays games, it's actually very diverse.
Yeah.
So online somehow, I think, didn't you tell me you use pseudonyms online when you do things?
Yeah, I did. I didn't use my real name.
Was it a male name or a woman?
It was a woman's name, yeah. It was just like my name, Chrysa, okay. C-R-Y-S-A.
Okay. another thing that I know you were involved in is in some of the co-working spaces here in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's normally viewed as part of the innovation ecology.
Yeah.
So what were you doing there?
So I joined the Dallas Makerspace just for interest and fun. Mm-hmm. And they offered all these free classes once you joined that you can attend. And the moment I went for a tour before I even joined, the moment you walk in, it's this very inviting environment, and you see all these people just working together. They're just meeting up or just meeting for the first time and creating all kinds of interesting projects, and it got me very inspired. So I joined and started attending classes.
And so as a young woman, did you find that environment more friendly and so on than your CS classes?
Yes, very much so. I've never actually really compared the two, but it was very inviting, yes.
I mean, that's ironic, right? Because these co-working spaces mm-hmm. are now part of this, as I said, innovation ecology, mm-hmm. Where people develop not only hacking and making practices, yeah. but eventually prototype things that might become products.
So. And there were less walls between what the different areas that people specialize in. So, like, you have artists there who also have engineering backgrounds, and then you have just artists who specialize in one form, and they're creating all kinds of interesting projects. And I really love the fact that there were just no walls. It was mm-hmm. just open.
One of the issues, Una Lee, who runs this channel, studies ethics in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the last thing we can just kick around a little bit is, in the various things you've done,
mm-hmm.
are there times when your personal values have come in conflict with the environments that you're working in?
They have, in different industries that I've worked in. A lot of them I've turned down as clients,
mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't feel morally right doing it. But I know this is an issue that's going to keep occurring as well. Mm-hmm. And I got to stick to my values.
Well, so let's just finish the discussion. In the co-working space
mm-hmm.
and in the CS teaching environment,
mm-hmm.
were there values issues that made you feel more comfortable in the co-working space than in the computer science environment?
Values and issues, I would say the biggest one is that it's just when you're at the co-working space, you have people who have all different kinds of values. And I love seeing them all work on certain projects. And the projects that interest me with my values, I can join in on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in a computer science setting, it's not as open.
They narrow the focus.
Yeah, they narrow the focus. And you also just don't know. The projects are more what they create, the school creates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not based on what we want to create.
Okay, very good. Unfortunately, we're out of time. This would be a very interesting discussion. To continue, maybe is there a last thing that just pops into your mind?
I think STEM and STEAM degrees uh-huh. and pursuing your education is really important, and I encourage especially girls to get into the STEM and also explore the arts.
Very good. Thank you, Chrysa.
Thank you.